Well, it's nice to see all the children here today. Good morning. How are you? It's like old homecoming. It's like the old first through fourth grade here. I'm going to tell you one of my... You are? Well, we're glad to have you here. I'm going to tell you one of my very favorite stories, a story that my grandmother always told me and my brother when we go to visit. The name of the story is Selfish Sandy. How many of you know what it's like to be selfish? Anybody here? Yeah, is it a good thing to be selfish, or is that a bad thing to be selfish? Bad? Could be kind of fun to be selfish, isn't it? You get to play with your toys all by yourself. Yep, that happens too. But it's also just when you think about yourself only, that's being selfish, when you just think about what you want to eat, where you want to go, and what you want to do, that's being selfish as well. Well, I'm going to tell you a story. Ashlyn, could you sit up? About selfish Sandy. Sandy McFarland was a nice little boy. He just had one problem. He was selfish. He didn't like to play or share with his toys. So it was coming time for his birthday, and his parents asked him, Sandy, what do you want for your birthday? And he told them, I would like to have a Lego set. I just happen to have one here. It looks like this. It was the space shuttle, and it had a specially light sound gadget here and all the little things that went with it. He said, if I could have that, that would be great. I'd like a train set and a motorboat and maybe a few extra Legos to go along with that. So when it was his birthday, he came downstairs, and his mother and father had those presents just sitting on the table. He opened them up, and he got exactly what he had asked for. He got the Legos, the motorboat. Oh, man, I know, lucky guy. But he also got a letter from his dad. Now, when you get cards from your mom and dad, what's usually in those cards? Money, exactly. Well, this is what his card said. I'm going to read it to you. It says, my dear Sandy, I hope you will have a very happy birthday. Here are some things that you wanted. I have bought them for myself, but I am lending them to you to play with for a little while. Look after them well, as I may want them back someday. Isn't that silly? Was father going to take those toys to work? No. Sandy put that card away, and he didn't think anything about it. He thought it was silly. So he put it away, and he couldn't wait to get outside and play with all his toys. He filled himself a big bucket of water, put his motorboat in there, built his Legos over here. He just had so much going on. And then guess who came outside? His little brother, Tony. And Tony thought, well, these are the coolest toys I've ever seen. So he started playing with them, and Sandy looked around and said, hey, stop playing with my toys. But like most little brothers, that didn't pay any attention to him. And he just kept on playing with the toys. And then Sandy turned around and said, I told you not to play with my toys. And he did something you never can do and slapped him right across the face. Tony ran in crying to his mother, and his mother's like, oh, he's at it again, is he? So when dad came home, they punished Sandy, sent him up to his room, and they packed all those toys up in a box and put them high on the shelf. The next day when Sandy came outside to play, he said, well, where are my toys? And his mother said, well, daddy took them with him. He says, what is daddy doing with my toys? But mother said, remember, those were your dad's toys. He just lent them to you. So Sandy thought, oh, that was the meaning of that letter. Oh, boy, that's a bummer. So he was just not happy, and he went off to go into his room and pout.
Well,
when his mom sent him there, I'm guessing. So anyway, while he was pouting, his dad did something I think was the greatest thing a parent could do. His dad went out into the neighborhood and sent out 6 invitations to come to a party at their house to all the little boys in the neighborhood. There were 6 of them. And he said, just come Sunday, this Sunday, and we'll have a party. So when Sunday came, the dad had all the toys out. He had the Legos out. He had the motorboat out. He had the train set out. And all the little boys came in. They were having so much fun with Sandy's toys. Or were they Dad's toys? Dad's toys. They were playing and having so much fun. And there was cake and ice cream and punch. And they were having so much fun. And Sandy looked out the window and he saw, hey, what are all those kids doing with my toys? And he ran down and said, hey, you can't play with my toys. Those are my toys. And his dad stood up and goes, you have been mistaken again. Those are my toys. I just lent them to you. And now these boys are going to play with them. And as those boys left that day, they each got to take one of those toys back home with them. And Sandy got nothing. Sandy was so sad. He couldn't believe it. He lost all his toys. But the good thing about that, that was a great lesson for him. Do you think Sandy shared after that? I'm guessing he did. Uncle Arthur's bedtime story, this story came from, says that Sandy wasn't selfish anymore, that he was called lion-hearted. Do you know what that means? A lion.
A lion.
No, he has a big heart in that he was giving. Do you think Jesus wants us to share?
Yeah.
I think when Jesus came here to this earth, he didn't just do miracles for himself or for a few people. He did miracles for everybody. He shared that all around. He also, when he gave people food, it wasn't just for himself or a few of his friends. It was for many thousands. And the best gift of all that he gave to share with us is God's love. So this week, when you're at school, Missy, we're going to practice that you're going to share, right? Not just sharing with your toys, but sharing with being thoughtful to other people's feelings.
She keeps messing with my markers. She shut them because she always keeps not listening to me.
That happens all the time, but we're going to pray for her, okay? All right, you've been an excellent audience. You can go back to your seats, and don't forget to collect the offering baskets. Thank you.